Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is a strange little tidbit, It bears out what I've been saying, that there's a streak of really sadism in the Republican Party these days. South Carolina is going to add firing squads to a means of executing prisoners. In other words, not enough. The electric chair is pretty barbaric. Probably the most humane is injection, but nothing's humane like about that. But firing squad, you know, these guys have this idea, this Walter Mitty stuff. You know, they think they're Humphrey Bogart or something back in the 40s. It's like, all right, you know, you put a blindfold on a guy and a cigarette, and he goes, I don't need the blindfold. And he stands there with a cigarette dangling, and these guys all line up and they decide where they're going to shoot him, in the forehead, in the heart, you know, I don't know, below the waist. I mean, there are some strange rangers in this country. Let me just tell you that. They're not all in the Republican leadership either. Not all of them are in the Republican leadership, okay? There are some strange rangers, very strange rangers. But South Carolina, why are you adding firing squad for execution of prisoners? Why don't you get rid of capital punishment? That would be a way to do it. In other words, you have some people who are very, very bad. You have bad people. I get it. Absolutely get it. They have to go to prison for life. Life means life. Should be no parole. And they should be very carefully guarded. And you have some very evil, sadistic people. I get it. But, you know, when you execute people, that's an act of violence and of by the state itself. Europe does not have capital punishment. There's no reason for us to have capital punishment. But, you know, firing squads, this is going to give the boys chance, you know, bring out their squirrel guns and kill a human being. I think that's sick. You know, they don't, it's not exactly that they hire guys to stand around with guns and do it. They just take people. Who knows where they get them? Maybe police officers, maybe, you know, hunters, maybe people pay for the fun of it. This is sick. You see, it's very, very sick. And South Carolina is doing this. I'd like to think Jim Clyburn could stop it, but he can't. Good man. But, you know, it's a Republican state. It's a very pretty state. You know, Charleston's a great town. I've been there. Pawleys Island, having some of that good Pawley Island gumbo. Myrtle Beach, it's a nice state, really beautiful state. Great antique stores in Charleston, very good architecture. I don't know why they think they have to do this. If you know anybody in South Carolina, email them and say, what are you guys doing down there? What are you guys doing down there? This is a very sick thing. Going to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
I could be wrong, but I think Utah also has firing squads as part of their method of execution.
I think you're right, Mark. I'll tell you what, same comments apply to Utah as well.
And that could be dated information, you know, just you know, from what I know. I mean, I just could kind of remember
one
seeing
time
that,
they did, that's
that
for sure.
Passing. That, yeah, never forget, you know, South Carolina, you know, that South Carolina is the heart of the original Confederacy that, and that there's, you know, times I think, you know, that we didn't do enough to crush the rebellion out of the rebellion after we'd won the war. I mean, Reconstruction didn't go on long enough. And there's wonderful people down in South Carolina there that, you know, we can't, but you're talking, you know, and then as far as, you know, rape used to be a capital crime, you know, that, and the Republicans, you know, ersatz leader right now is Donald Trump. I mean, so he, you know, because he was molesting and raping women for a long time, that so he'd be subject to the firing squad in South Carolina under some of the old rules, that if they want to dig right down into it, that but yeah, you mentioned that Robin Voss took that sweet federal mm-hmm. PP monies that and what is that other than welfare for, you know, a welfare program? I mean, it was a welfare program, let's face it, you know, pure and simple, a welfare program that Robin Voss took advantage of. And how do we know that Robin Voss isn't encouraging his lower paid employees, you know, to take how to sign up for welfare? I mean, how to sign up for the benefits the federal government offers, you know, for lower paid workers, you know, keep their wages low. And let's remember that some of Robin Voss's employees through a private vendor are prisoners, you know, prison labor, who get their money paid for by the state. Their health care dollars paid for by the state. I mean, Robin Voss is a bloody hypocrite. I mean, and should be called out every time he goes out on the street. I mean, that if he ever appears on the street, rather than just showing up and parking in the Justice Building there downtown and walking through the tunnel like a diseased spermatozoa, like Scott Walker did when he was in office and the Singers were there, we never had to face the protesters. I mean, that these little tunnel rats that never show their face in public. I mean, that aside from being on the floor of our assembly or Senate, we can't even sit up in the gallery and take pictures of them. They can run around down there with their penis enhancement devices strapped to their waist, but they we can't take pictures of them from the gallery.
Yeah, you know, you're raising some good points. I'll tell you, Mark, the getting back to the COVID relief package that he took some of that sweet COVID money. And there was a state legislator in the Brookfield area did the same thing. Now, it was probably legal for them to do it. But the thing is, you can't be doing that, grabbing some of that sweet COVID money in the six figures and then saying that a guy with a wife and two kids should not get medical care when the medical care is being paid for by his federal tax dollars and yours and my federal tax dollars, which will then just go to another state, and a certain amount will be put back in new state taxes. He's double taxing us, taking some of that COVID money himself, snarfing it right up. He's in the trough, all four legs and a snout in the trough, snarfing up that COVID money. But then when it comes to a guy that wants medical care for, you know, his wife and himself, you're consigning some people to die young. Some people, not everybody, maybe not a lot, who knows. But there are some people who are not going to get mammograms. And there are some people who are going to have very high blood pressure and get a stroke and a lot of other things. When a little bit of care paid for by their own federal tax dollars would have saved their lives. A little bit of care. And listen, they do get plenty of care if they have a stroke and die in the street, or they get breast cancer and then they can't get out of bed, they get taken to an emergency room. That emergency room is very expensive, very, very expensive, very expensive. A lot more than it would have been just to give them yearly mammograms and check their blood pressure once a year. But Robin Voss won't permit that. And he said, but the thing that kills me about it is he says it's to incentivize people. Incentivize people to do what? Go out and get a $500,000 a year job. They're not going to do that. You know, they do not have the background to do that. They're getting a job that they can get. And you're not incentivizing them to do anything. You're killing them is what you're doing. You're killing them is what you're doing. That's wrong. It's inhuman. It's also financially so stupid. This $1.6 billion is our money. It's our tax dollars. He's saying, go ship it to California, Minnesota. Double up what they were going to get because we stand tall. We're going to incentivize poor people. He didn't get incentivized. Well, he did get incentivized. He got incentivized to apply for six figures, what he did, in that sweet COVID relief money. But then he is pretending to incentivize other people. He's just consigning them to an early death. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. But she don't care. My baby don't care.